USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A challenger is emerging to President Biden's expected re-election bid.
Self-help author Marianne Williamson says she will run for the 2024 Democratic nomination for president, mounting a primary challenge to Joe Biden. Williamson is expected to challenge Biden from the left, but she's unlikely to get any institutional support, especially from any progressives in Congress, as the Democratic Party seems to be circling around the president. Williamson also ran for president in 2020, but failed to qualify for any primary. In an email to donors, she said she will formally announce her candidacy on Saturday.
Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher says what China fears the most is a U.S. government that's working together and not at odds. During a joint appearance on CBS's Face the Nation, Illinois Democrat Raja Krishnamoorthy added that one thing that China doesn't want is Democrats and Republicans on the same page.
This is a huge weakness in America, that Democrats and Republicans don't get along. Mm-hmm. And so we have to get over that to be effective.
The two lawmakers are serving on the House Select Committee on China. Gallagher said they've been requesting to talk to leaders from major American companies that deal with China, like the NBA and Disney. Crews in Boston are busy preparing as a major winter storm takes aim at New England. Eastern Minerals Regional Manager Cornelius Martin says there's a big push this week.
That ice storm we had last week, that started it, and there's another storm coming on Tuesday, so they're using a lot of salt.
It's the same powerful system that dumped heavy rain and snow across Southern California. If you look closely at the Angels uniforms this season and notice a patch that reads FBM, the white patch stands for Foundation Building Materials. It's a sponsor patch now that Major League Baseball teams are allowed to display sponsorships on jerseys and batting helmets. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A Palm Coast, Florida high school student is facing charges after he allegedly attacked a school employee last week after she confiscated his handheld gaming device. Surveillance video reportedly shows the 17-year-old, who deputies say is about 6 feet 6 inches tall and weighs 270 pounds, running at the worker, knocking her to the ground, and then punching and kicking her. The employee reportedly was hospitalized. Officials say the student faces a single charge of felony aggravated battery and bodily harm. You're just a heartbeat away from a heart attack if your pot smoking gets out of hand.
A study led by researchers at Stanford University finds that frequent marijuana use can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Analyzing data from 500,000 people, the team found that those who smoked marijuana more than once a month were much more likely to have a heart attack than those who used less often, and users were more likely than non-users to have an attack before turning 50. I'm Karen Sloan.
Two Girl Scouts are injured after a suspected DUI driver crashes into their cookie stand. California Highway Patrol officials say the woman was also injured in the crash. All three were taken to the hospital with moderate to major injuries. Traffic was backed up in Rhode Island and Cumberland on Saturday because of a salt spill. A tractor-trailer hauling salt slid off of the Interstate 295 yesterday, spilled salt across the southbound lanes. Traffic was backed up for hours as crews cleared the salt off the highway. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.